White House. Laura, thank you very much for being here on this historic moment. Mr. Vice President, Secretary O'Neill, Director Daniels, Secretary Evans and Chow are here as well, Secretary Abraham, Administrator Christine Todd Whitman, members of the United States Senate, members of the House of Representatives, fellow Americans, welcome. Some months ago, in my speech to the joint session of Congress, I had the honor of introducing Stephen Ramos to the nation. Stephen is the network administrator for a school district. His wife, Josefina, teaches at a charter school. They have a little girl named Liliana, and they're trying to save for Liliana's college education. High taxes made saving difficult. Last year, they paid nearly $8,000 in federal income taxes. Well, today, we're beginning to make life for the Ramoses a lot easier. Today, we start to return some of the Ramoses' money, and not only their money, but the money of everybody who paid taxes in the United States of America. Across-the-board tax relief does not happen often in Washington, D.C. In fact, since World War II, it has happened only twice. President Kennedy's tax cut in the 60s and President Reagan's tax cuts in the 1980s. And now it's happening for the third time, and it's about time. A year ago, tax relief was said to be a political impossibility. 6 months ago, it was supposed to be a political liability. Today, it becomes reality. It becomes reality because of the bipartisan leadership of the members of the United States Congress. Members like Bill Thomas of California, Ralph Hall of Texas, Charles Grassley of Iowa, Max Baucus of Montana, Zell Miller of Georgia, John Breaux of Louisiana, Trent Lott of Mississippi, and the entire leadership team in the Senate, and Denny Hastert of Illinois and the leadership team in the House of Representatives. Some Democrats, many Republicans, who worked tirelessly and effectively to produce this important result. I also want to pay tribute to the members of my administration who worked with Congress to bring about this day. Vice President Cheney, Secretary O'Neill, Director Daniels, and the team inside the White House of Andy Card and Larry Lindsey, Nick Callio, and their staffs. With us today are 15 of the many families I met as I toured our country, making the case for tax relief, hardworking Americans. I was able to talk about their stories and their struggles and their hopes, which made the case for tax relief much stronger than my words could possibly convey. And I want to thank you all for coming. And here at the White House today are representatives of millions of Americans, including labor union members, small business owners, and family farmers. Your persistence and determination helped bring us to this day. The American people should be proud of your efforts on their behalf. And I personally thank you all for coming. Tax relief is a great achievement for the American people. Tax relief is the first achievement produced by the new tone in Washington. And it was produced in record time. Tax relief is an achievement for families struggling to enter the middle class. For hardworking lower-income families, we have cut the bottom rate of federal income tax from 15% to 10%. We doubled the per-child tax credit to $1,000 and made it refundable. Tax relief is compassionate, and it is now on the way. Tax relief is an achievement for middle-class families squeezed by high energy prices and credit card debt. Most families can look forward to a $600 tax rebate before they have to pay the September back-to-school bills. And in the years ahead, taxpayers can look forward to steadily declining income tax rates. Tax relief is an achievement for families that want the government tax policy to be fair and not penalize them for making good choices. Good choices such as marriage and raising a family. So we cut the marriage penalty. Tax relief makes the code more fair for small businesses and farmers and individuals by eliminating the death tax. Over the long haul, tax relief will encourage work and innovation. It will allow American workers to save more in their pension plan or individual retirement accounts. Tax relief expands individual freedom. The money we return or don't take in the first place can be saved for a child's education, spent on family needs, invested in a home or in a business or a mutual fund, or used to reduce personal debt. The message we send today, it's up to the American people. It's the American people's choice. We recognize loud and clear the surplus is not the government's money. The surplus is the people's money, and we ought to trust them with their own money. This tax relief plan is principled. We cut taxes for every income taxpayer. We target nobody in, we target nobody out. And tax relief is now on the way. Today is a great day for America. It is the first major achievement of a new era, an era of steady cooperation. And more achievements are ahead. I thank the members of Congress and both parties who made today possible. Together, we will lead our country to new progress and new possibilities. And it is now my honor to sign the first broad tax relief in a generation.
Instead of having one payment at 20 or 30.